107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Lots going on with Rotaract Club of Stratford. Joining us on the phone lines with all the details is the new president with Rotaract Club of Stratford, Jeff Crowder, is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Lots happening with Rotaract Club of Stratford. First off, let's talk about the seasonal Be an Angel to a Senior campaign that's happening. Jeff, what's this all about?
Well, it's a wonderful initiative that has come up with our group in the last two or three seasons, where we'll reach out to groups in the community and our own networks for seniors that are perhaps in need of groceries. Of course, pre-COVID, we're offering folks to come around and do household tasks or just provide some companionship to seniors that needed it in the holiday season. Now we're focused on food and essentials. So fundraising for gift cards or for folks to go around and purchase food and other essentials to drop off for seniors in need in the region. And we've had really an incredible response. It's only been two or three weeks that we've been collecting, and we've already had hundreds of seniors identified, and happy to report that we have angels for every one of them. So the community has really stepped up again, and really we can't thank them enough.
Oh, that is wonderful news. Be an angel to a senior. It's a great outreach idea with Rotaract Club of Stratford. Of course, we'll share the information how you can be involved with Be an Angel to a Senior. Now, Jeff, I can imagine the trivia night that you had recently at job site. I imagine that was a fun get-together.
Oh, it was wonderful. I'm quite the trivia maven myself, and I being the president this year of Birdsight, I couldn't play. I have to sort of oversee the questions, but it was wonderful to see so many people that had come out to our trivia event earlier on for the last several years. That of course at Molly Bloom's, and of course we're Rob is still a friend of the Rob Wiggins, still a friend of the club, and Job Site did a step forward and did a wonderful job hosting us. We sold out, I think, 13 tables of four, and that was a really great event. You could tell the community really missed having it, and we're of course watching as closely as we can with the developing COVID situation before we commit to any dates in the new year. But we're thrilled to be back in person, and of course, we raised money for Toys for Tots Stratford, a great seasonal appeal and a volunteer organization. And every month we'll be, when we get back into the normal swing of things, we'll be supporting a different community organization every month.
Oh, that sounds great. Again, it's Trivia Night at Jobsite Brewery, again, second Wednesday of the month, again, with with restrictions pending. But, Jeff, yeah, Before we let you go, we got to do a shout-out. Again, restrictions pending. Throwback time? What's this all about in January?
Well, a friend of the club, we're all of an age now where we remember the golden age of Saturday morning cartoons, and we thought it would be a great idea to have all you can eat cereal and sit down in front of the big screen and watch retro cartoons from the 80s and 90s. And we found a partner in the local community food center. We're going to be showing classic cartoons from the past at 9:30 a.m. on January 22nd. As you said, we're watching, but hopefully we can go ahead. Tickets are going to be $20. They're not on sale just yet, but if you search Rotaract Stratford Eventbrite, you can sign up, and we'll let you know when the tickets go on sale. For the Love and Spoonfuls program, which is the nutritional education platform for
So there you go. Lots happening with Rotaract Club of Stratford. We'll share the details on Facebook, Twitter, and our website with mystratfordnow.com. Jeff Crowder with Rotaract Club of Stratford. Thanks so much for all the details.
Thanks very much, Gene.